West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The 20-year-old Thomaston man accused of the August 2023 murder of 54-year-old Andrew Gilland of Carrollton has been granted court funds in the amount of $5,000 to retain the services of an expert on firearms and ballistics to fully evaluate evidence in the case. The attorney for Hunter Burns telling the courts that his client is indigent and pursuant to a Georgia Supreme Court ruling is allowed to request court funds in order to pay for an expert who he believes can help with the defense. In August of 2023, Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to a residence on Oak Grove Road in Carrollton due to the discovery of a body. The body was the homeowner, Gilland, who was deceased. An investigation was conducted, which found that Gilland was shot multiple times while inside his home. Investigators soon learned about Burns, who would visit the home and work as a handyman for Gilland, and discovered that Burns was at the residence on Sunday, August 20th, which was believed to be the time of the murder. Law enforcement tracked him to his home in Thomaston. Investigators questioned Burns about the incident, and he allegedly confessed to being responsible for the death. Burns reportedly told investigators there was a confrontation between the two that began with a quarrel about money. This past summer, Judge Erica Teisinger signed off on a continuance for Burns' trial until February 24, 2025. Teisinger orders that February the 11th be the final day a negotiated plea would be accepted. The first district attorney for the new West Georgia Judicial Circuit was sworn into office this week. In mid-November, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp appointed Sarah Japur for the job, which begins operating in 2025. The new circuit covers Carroll and Hurd counties. Japur is a career prosecutor and most recently Deputy Chief Assistant Attorney of the Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit. She has extensive experience prosecuting complex cases, including murder, rape, armed robbery, kidnapping, and child molestation charges. The city of Tallapoosa will have a new police chief sometime in 2025. It's been announced that longtime chief of police, Scott Worthy, will retire January 31st. Worthy has worked 37 years with the Tallapoosa Department, 21 of those as chief. The chain retailer Big Lots announcing on Thursday that a previously announced sale of the company to an investment firm has fallen through and that all store locations will begin, quote, going out of business sales. The company is not yet stating definitively that all these stores will indeed close, but that it is beginning going out of business sales to protect the value of its estate as they look for another way forward. There was no timeline yet provided for when exactly the sales will begin at each store. Going out of business sales will be happening at the Carrollton location at 1004 Bankhead Highway, in Dallas at 260 Merchants Square, Douglasville at 2842 Chapel Hill Road, and in Noonan at 216 Bullsboro Drive. West Georgia Technical College celebrating its fall 2024 graduates earlier this month with two commencement ceremonies held at the Murphy Campus Conference Center in Waco and the Callaway Conference Center in LaGrange. The ceremonies recognize students who have earned associate degrees, diplomas, and technical certificates in fields including healthcare, information technology, business, and industrial technologies. A total of 225 students walked across the stage to receive their awards from WGTC President Dr. Julie Post, with some students obtaining more than one credential. Over 1,000 awards were conferred this semester. The Carrollton Center for the Arts celebrating Oscar winner and former Carrollton resident Susan Hayward with a showing of the film Jack London on January the 5th. Each year, the Center of the Arts pays tribute to the remarkable actor who once called Carrollton home. The 1943 movie tells the story of author Jack London, most noted for his book Call of the Wild, and his thrill-seeking travels in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Hayward lived in Carrollton with her husband, local businessman Eaton Chalkley, from 1957 until 1966. She won the Academy Award for her role in 1958's I Want to Live while living here and was presented with the Key to the City upon her return to Carrollton from the Oscar ceremonies. Tickets are $5. That includes water and popcorn and can be purchased online at carrolltonarts.com. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com websites, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.